He's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Here's something I never thought I would live to be able to see or hear, and that is Kayleigh McEnany, former Trump press secretary, with rare praise for another former press secretary, Jen Psaki. Listen to this.
Jen Psaki is exactly right. You don't hear me say that often, but good for her for giving this really sober, clear-eyed assessment to her party. If it's a referendum on President Biden, Democrats lose. She went on in that clip to say, a weak kind of Achilles heel for my party is crime. And the immediate question I had was, did you tell your boss that? Because Jen Psaki's not a policymaker, but she does have access to the president. She did have access for a year and a
half. Think, and she still would, probably. You would know. You were former press secretary.
She still would, presumably, especially if she had Oval Office walk-in privileges. So I wonder if at any point she said to him, hey, Mr. President, this is a weak spot for us, because we know it took President Biden 6 months into his presidency to even give an address on crime, to even acknowledge it as an issue. Did she push for that to happen? Because it is now the number four issue among voters. And you pointed this out on your show. One point she didn't mention, the number three issue among voters is education.
Yeah.
Looks like Virginia was a bellwether. So take note of what happened there, because it could happen again on a nationwide scale.
Yeah, Kayleigh McEnany, who is a pretty smart lady. She's been on our show, gosh, many times. She's been a surrogate for the RNC and for others. Now, of course, she's a Fox News star. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll be joined by Sigal Chatta, Republican nominee for Attorney General. We ran into her at the San Gennaro Feast. Had a great time with her and her staff and her volunteers. It was really a lot of fun. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Hurricane Ian tore into western Cuba as a major hurricane and left 1 million people without electricity. It's now on a collision course with Florida over warm Gulf waters expected to strengthen it. Ian made landfall early today in Cuba's Pinar del Rio province. In Florida, meanwhile, 2.5 million people ordered to evacuate. FEMA says storm surge, that's the biggest concern with Ian as it bears down on Florida.
With a forecasted 10-foot storm surge and up to 20 inches of rain, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says much of Florida will be affected by Ian, and she's worried about complacency.
We're talking about impacts in a part of Florida that hasn't seen a major direct impact in nearly 100 years.
She briefed President Biden, who placed calls to three Florida mayors.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A state of emergency has been declared for the state. Also at townhall.com, lawmakers are working on a spending bill to keep the lights on and avoid a federal stoppage. Correspondent Jennifer King has more on that story.
Democrats have unveiled a new stopgap spending measure meant to lend over $12 billion in support to Ukraine while preventing a partial government shutdown at the end of this week. Both houses must approve some sort of funding legislation by Friday, and lawmakers are eager to wrap it up so they can hit the campaign trail ahead of November elections. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia extracted legislation to streamline the permitting process for energy projects and pipelines, something that was getting mixed reviews from Republican leaders. Republicans also rejected funding the White House was calling for to fight COVID-19 and a monkeypox outbreak. Jennifer King, Washington.
Stocks gave up early gains and closed mixed on Wall Street. The Dow was down 123 points, but the Nasdaq up 26. More at townhall.com.
I'll second guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Hey, have you heard the latest Steve Sisolak scandal?
You mean the cover-up and federal investigation about that COVID testing scandal?
That one's all over the news, but no, there's another one. He's hooked up with our county commissioner, Justin Jones, on this one. Sisolak traded his vote for a political favor, and the deal was orchestrated by Justin Jones. Now the whole scam is in court.
Sounds like two dirty politicians, if you ask me.
Yep. And Jones was caught trying to destroy the evidence about the Sisolak scandal.
Of course he was.
This is the same guy who had a judge say he tried to deceive the court and said Jones had serious violations of candor.
Sisolak and Jones, what a pair.
Justin Jones is up for re-election this November. Can't imagine why anyone would vote for this guy.
Won't be getting my vote.
Mine either. Paid for by Stronger Nevada PAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It's 104, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman has filed a lawsuit against fellow Councilwoman Michelle Fiore, claiming Fiore assaulted her during a well-known altercation at City Hall last year. Seaman also is alleging city officials engaged in a conspiracy to hide and destroy evidence of the alleged assault. Seaman and Fiore were once good friends and political allies until they had a falling out in June of 2020. Seaman says the friendship ended after she noticed Fiore's bullying personality. She's seeking general and punitive damages. Fiore and city officials have yet to respond. Water wasters are beginning to feel the hit in their wallets as local water officials are assessing more fines than ever before. In Henderson, officials say wastewater fines have increased eightfold since 2019. The Las Vegas Valley Water District has 10 dedicated wastewater investigators, which work 24/7. Last year, they conducted nearly 16,000 investigations, which resulted in fines for 7% of the cases, totaling more than $560,000. Water waste fines start at $40 and can reach $5,000 for repeat offenders.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Watch for a crash northbound Decatur. That's at Warm Springs. Another incident, 215 westbound at Gillespie. You're really gunked up there at the intersection of 215 west and Interstate 15 northbound. Only one lane is available through there.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. I had so much fun this past weekend at the San Gennaro Feast because one of the people I ran into was Sigal Chadha, the Republican nominee for Attorney General. She joins us. You have fun? Did you meet a lot of voters?
I did. Wasn't it a great festival, Kevin?
No, I tell you what, that is so much fun. And families and strollers and kids. It was just a lot of fun. And that's a nice venue for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Reminds me of the old Vegas.
Yeah, doesn't it, though? I want to ask you, we're 42 days from Election Day, 25 days from early voting. People are going to be getting those mail-in ballots in the mail very, very soon. And we are right on top of a midterm election. Sigal, you've traveled the state. You've been to all 17 counties. What do you think the mood of the voters is right now, 42 days out?
You know, I'll tell you, Kevin, I mean, aside from traveling the state, I think the San Gennaro Festival was amazing for a few reasons. You know, first of all, you got to talk to voters. You know, I had a booth there. GOP had a booth. Lombardo and I shared a booth. You know, and one of the things that I could tell you that the mood on the ground is get the Democrats out. Whatever it takes, get them out.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Did you hear much about abortion?
You know, nobody talked about abortion. Everybody was talking about the economy. Everybody was talking about crime, you know, how they're sick of what's going on. You know, and it really was amazing to, because, you know, I think that is the most organic place for voters to be so forward with telling you really what their concerns are. You know, it's not a Democrat event. It's not a Republican event. It really is kind of a group of people that are there to enjoy their evening. And the fact that we had such an amazing response at our booth and the GOP booth about, you know, people registering to vote. I mean, everything top to bottom was, get us out of this situation. How do we end what we're dealing with?
Did you do a lot of voter reg on Saturday night or over the weekend?
Over the weekend, I know that people in the booth, the Nevada GOP was there, and they did do a lot of voter registration. You know, I was only there Saturday night, but I got to tell you, like, the response that I heard from Lombardo's team, from my team, from the GOP team, you know, Laxalt had a booth there. It was just unbelievable.
I think that's wonderful. I got to ask you about crime, though, because people I talk to on a regular basis, it's either number two or number three or number four on the list of stuff that resonates with voters. And the sense I get from people is that they know what I know, and that is that we are losing this war, this battle against crime. Can you talk a little bit about what you would do as Attorney General to help bring the crime rate down?
Well, you know, first of all, what we know is, look, the left-wing media and, you know, this administration wants to do two things. First of all, they're lying to you, bold-faced lying to you, that crime has gone down in the past 4 years, okay? We know that when you decriminalize things, offenses, it doesn't make crime go down. It makes convictions go down, okay? You can't decriminalize offenses and say, oh, well, crime is down. Well, of course, statistically, the convictions are down because you've decriminalized things. And the second thing is that, you know, there's this AB 236 that was passed that dealt with a lot of the decriminalization and a lot of the penalties on trafficking. You know, that's just, again, that is changing the goalpost and moving the goalpost. And at the end of the day, crime is crime, no matter how you label it.
So what do we do to bring down serious crime in our area? I mean, all you got to do is watch, you know, Fox 5 News or 8 News Now every night, and all you see is crime, 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 crime. What is it we can do positively that will help bring that down?
You know, first of all, changing these bail reform policies is number one. This revolving door of criminals that are, they're being seen by a judge, and within 24, 48 hours, they're back on the streets. You know, this soft-on-crime policy has to end. As Attorney General, I've been very, very vocal about how I plan on clawing back certain portions of AB 236, which decriminalized a lot of offenses. You know, the organized retail theft that we've seen because of AB 236 and, you know, counterparts that raised petty larceny up to $1,200 from $650. You know, I mean, you could walk into a Walmart or a Costco and walk out with $1,200 worth of items, and it's going to be a citation. And when we have that, it emboldens people to commit more crimes and different kinds of offenses, and they become more violent offenders.
Can you do any of that without the legislature weighing in? Do you need the legislature as well?
Well, excuse me. Well, to decriminalize, to claw back AB 236, we would need the legislature involved. But, you know, another thing is, this attorney general refuses to prosecute crimes that are not prosecuted by district attorney's offices, okay? And that's another issue that I've talked about, and that, you know, the left-wing media just refuses to acknowledge that this AG has concurrent jurisdiction to prosecute in any county, in any municipality, and essentially what happens is he's not engaging in that.
We see new polling, big data polling, shows that Lombardo is up 2 on Sisolak. Trafalgar has Lombardo up 3 over Sisolak, and a group called Data for Progress, a liberal polling group, has Lombardo and Sisolak tied 45-45. What are you seeing from polling, or is the best polling what you were doing Saturday night, meeting voters where they live?
You know, I think the best polling is really the boots on the ground, grassroots demographics. Listen, people lie to pollsters, and the reality of it is the distrust in that those blind polls or double blind polls are simply, they don't trust pollsters. They don't trust that the answers that they are giving are really secret and maintained. So the integrity of polling has been questioned tremendously. And we saw that in my primary race. You know, in my primary race, pollsters, OH polls, had me down 3 points 3 weeks before the election, and I beat my opponent by over 11 points. So, you know, the demographics that I trust is what I see in the public purview. When you see such organic support for the Republican ideology.
I want to ask you about Aaron Ford. Why does he need to be replaced?
He needs to be replaced because he's an utter failure. He has been a shield to public corruption in the state. He refuses to investigate everything from North Shore, which, again, you know, the state of Nevada is a separate sovereign from the federal investigation. And if he were a true AG, he would investigate, you know, public corruption, and he's a shield for public corruption. He's demonstrated that, whether it was a failure to investigate Dieter. Dieter is still missing half a billion dollars, you know, in payouts. Where's investigation into that? Where's investigation into $52 million missing from the teachers' health trust that's under the purview of the teachers' union? I mean, he has literally been used as a shield for public corruption. Aside from the fact that, you know, he's a failure as the top prosecutor and the top cop in the state.
We've got 42 days till Election Day, 25 days to the start of early voting. And do we know yet when ballots are going to start going out, the mail-in ballots are going to start going out?
So mail-in ballots should be dropping, I believe, in a week or 10 days. And
wow.
Essentially, people are going to start getting their mail-in ballots. And, you know, and I think that there will be a huge surprise in the state of Nevada. And like I said, the disillusionment that you're seeing from people on the ground is, I think it's palpable. And I think people, you know, they're sick of paying $5 a gallon. They're sick of not being able to feed their kids. They're sick of energy prices rising. You know, I mean, people got their power bills, and they can't make the ends meet by the end of the month. You know, rent has gone on average, $250 per rental unit. I mean, it's horrifying how the average Nevadan is supposed to be able to feed their families and function under this administration.
Sigal, even at this late date, we are in the stretch drive. Both of us know that. But even with that, is there something that my listeners can do for you to help you get over the line and end up winning this race?
Absolutely. We always need more funds. Go on chataFornevada.com. Help me out financially. You know, Kevin, it's amazing how my campaign is really being led by the grassroots. Almost 90% of my donations come from the state of Nevada, which is a massive difference from my opponent. My opponent is being bankrolled by Soros-like groups outside the state. And, you know, and that to me is a testament of what Nevadans are feeling on the ground.
And if folks want to help out, money, obviously important. You still need volunteers, and can you train them up and get them out knocking on doors between now and Election Day? Whoops, I think we may have just lost. We just lost her. We'll see if we can get her back online, because I do want to find out what it is she needs. Obviously, she needs money to keep up with Erin Ford, an incumbent. She needs money, but does she need volunteers? Does she need folks to put in yard signs? All of that can go into the final 42 days. But remember that the ballots, the mail-in ballots, are going to be dropping, according to Segal, is going to be dropping as soon as, like, maybe the next couple of weeks. So, anyway, we will reconnect at some point with Segal Chadha, the Republican nominee for Attorney General. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell. And we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Guten Tag, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine Key. Und I only trust one place with meine Key. Meine Key Car Care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine Key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and the horses. Remember, I only trust Meine Key with Meine Key, a one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine Key, doing car care right.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.